Charles Cavess has some interesting observations on what makes human beings tick.
I believe as human beings, we are made up of three key parts or elements of mind and body and spirit. And for that word spirit, you can use spirit or soul or heart. Passion is a source of unlimited energy from your soul, from your spirit, from your heart. The challenge of business in the 21st century is that most organisations only want to tap into the mind of their people and then require them to ignore their bodies and ignore their souls or their passion. Just give me your skill and your talent. My second book, called Passionate Performance, talks about mind, body and spirit being the keys to sustainable high energy performance. And the key benefit of balancing these three elements in life are massive energy. And you think, why is energy relevant? Because energy determines productivity. Just think about it. Money is just a representation of human energy. We invented money to replace barter. We used to barter goods and services that came from human beings doing stuff. So we use cash as a representation of human productivity. Productivity depends on energy. Energy depends on balancing mind and body and spirit. And the greatest way to increase your energy is to tap into your passion. Now, there's another important element in mind and body and spirit. Psychologists say there are two driving emotions in human beings. One is love. And the other, the opposite of love, is not hate, is not anger, it's fear. And you picture this model in your own life. Are you driven by love or by fear? Just imagine if you love your work, if you love your colleagues, if you love your customers, how much more productivity are you going to have than if you are working in a fearful environment? Those whom you lead, are they driven by love or by fear? To quote Kevin Roberts again from Saatchi & Saatchi, he says in chapter 15 of his book, Love Marks, our world needs love. It needs optimism and inspiration if we are to deal with the pressing problems we face. As a leader, are you creating a love environment or a fear environment? The next topic I want to talk to you about is how our minds work. And whilst I don't have time to go into this in great depth, our minds are made up of two parts, the conscious mind, the subconscious mind. Every one of your team members is driven by a perception of reality created in their subconscious mind based in their past set of experiences. And the issues that they fear are often indoctrination, are often painful experiences that they had in their growing up process. The benefit of you doing your own personal journey is that you become aware of what's in your subconscious. How aware are you of that? How aware are you of why you avoid doing the things that you should be doing? What makes your thoughts interpret life the way that it does? And you start to ask these questions, you start to realize how uniquely your mind works and the minds of every single person you lead and then of your customers. You go, wow, how incredibly complicated is that? And the reason why great leaders are clear on purpose is because if you can unite groups of unique human beings around an inspirational purpose, they work together magnificently. I mentioned it earlier in this presentation. Think of disasters. Think of the disasters that happen where people who are motivated by a great purpose of helping other people work together and overlook their differences. There's a great quote from the Bible. You know, without a vision, the people perish. If there's no vision, if there's no purpose that unites unique human beings, then what they do is they fight amongst each other. Get clear on these issues of purpose, vision, and goals, and that's what unites these amazingly unique human beings.